The heart is a very delicate creation. It turns quickly towards something and away from something. All of us know this. All of us have hearts. And by heart, I mean that center of feeling and attraction, center of decision making. This is what we mean by heart here. It's very delicate. There's a hadith from the Prophet, peace be on him, reported in both Sunni and Shi'i sources that قلب المؤمن بين إصبع الرحمن, the heart of a believer is between two fingers of God. Of course, this is a very beautiful metaphor. Certainly God doesn't have fingers, but very beautiful metaphor that he turns it. يا مقلب القلوب, oh, the one who turns the hearts. And he turns it towards him or away from him. He guides, he gives us his address, where he is, or he turns us away from his address. He doesn't want us to go close to him. And all these are because we have shown something which either he has loved or he has hated. If he loves what we do, he turns our hearts towards him and we go close. If he hates what we do, he turns our hearts away from himself and then we go away from him. And this is the meaning of يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءَ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. He guides whoever he wishes, he misguides whoever he wishes. However, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ, only the fasiqun will be misguided for what they did. Why I say this? وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لِمَ تُؤْذُونَنِي وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. When Musa alayhi salam said to his people, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, why do you annoy me? Why do you give me hardship? While you know I am a messenger from God. Not that you don't know or you doubt. You do not doubt. You know it. Then Allah says, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they deviated in their action. They knew they are annoying no one but a messenger of God. When they deviated in their action, Allah made their hearts to deviate. Deviate where? Deviate away from him. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. This is the guidance, hidayah. If your action is wrong, if you are a fasiq, fasiq is someone who trespasses the limits of human action, of right conduct. If you trespass that, then Allah would make your heart deviate away from him. You don't love him anymore. You don't enjoy worshiping him anymore. You don't like to stand before him and pray. Even if you do it, you do by force. You don't like it. Why? Because the heart has turned. You cannot do anything with this heart. This heart is even not in your hands. Sometimes you want to force yourself to do something for God, to pray, to cry. You cannot do it. The heart doesn't come forth. It doesn't come forth. It doesn't allow you. Why? Because it is not in your hand. It is bayna isba'i ar-Rahman. It is between the two fingers of Rahman. Immediately, the imprint of your action is printed on your heart. And this is the meaning of Wallahu Sari'ul Hisab. Allah is quick in reckoning. Quick in reckoning in the sense that as soon as you do something, the heart swallows it. The heart swallows it. And then that would determine which way the heart would want to go. لا إكراه في الدين. You cannot force religion on anyone. قد تبين الرشد من الغي. The guidance and the stray way, they are quite clear now. Now it's up to people. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Whoever rejects, kufr here means rejection. يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ, whoever rejects طاغوت and believes in God, they have clung to a very firm rope of God. لَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا. It will be never cut off.